This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Morning all, welcome to the north, although it's not the north today. I'm going about as far south as we can get in Division 4, I think, on the long haul to Crawley, currently stopped somewhere off the M1, Northampton, I think we are. Yep, Northampton Services, just past the Arrogate team bus, so hopefully we'll stay ahead of them all season. What on earth am I doing going down to Crawley? and I was thinking about this. You know, as you know, I live a long way from Newport now, where I grew up. But so getting to games is always a little bit of a jigsaw puzzle when you're trying to fit what you can manage in a season, what you know, how much money you can take out of the family kitty to go to games, the time it takes sometimes. But also you've got to manage, you know, when you get on a bit like I have and you've got family and all that sort of stuff, you've got to juggle it, haven't you? You know, kids often have activities on Saturdays, so you can't go to games. So I spend a lot of time really sort of keeping a flame alive, watching from afar. But occasionally you get a little bit of a serendipitous moment. So one of my oldest mates, JP, who's an Ipswich fan, who comes on the pod occasionally when we get to games, he lives about an hour from Crawley. So I was like, oh, you know, maybe I could catch up with my oldest mates. And then my daughter's been in America all summer, and she is flying back from Los Angeles tomorrow and getting into Gatwick Airport tomorrow morning. And I was like, that's not far from Crawley, is it? So I can go down today, go to the game, stay at me mates, catch up with him, have a nice bottle of wine, and then go and meet me daughter, who I've not seen for a couple of months now, a good few months. So go meet her tomorrow morning and trundle back up to Yorkshire. So that doesn't, you know, that serendipitous moment there, you know, combining friends and family and a bit of footy, that does not happen very often when you've been juggling life as long as I have. So that's why I'm going to Crawley today. Managed to sort of fit all that together. So I'm really looking forward to it. We've had a good, decent start to the season. Can we pick something up today? It is as hot as Hades. So it's not the weather for a high press. So whether we change our style, it'll be interesting to see. And I guess the other thing, I've been to Crawley before when we were all in the non-league together. So I'd be interested if there's any changes to the ground. It's not one of life's great grounds, is Creepy Crawley's. But I'm looking forward to it. The sun is shining. I think we're undercover. I blooming hope we are, because me poor old, me follically challenged noggin is going to, could struggle. It might be like Bradford the other year, where people are getting carried out all the time for passing out. So I'm hoping I can get a bit of shade later when we get down there. Right, I've had me brew. I've refreshed a little bit. I'm going to fire up the old jalopy and carry on trundling. So I'll catch you down in Crawley in a bit. So here we are, made it to Crawley. Only the 6-hour drive down from Leeds. Took a bit of a time on the hottest day of the year. Brilliant. Doing all right till we got to the M25. Surely the world's most least joyous and depressing road where I basically just sat for an hour and a half, crawling along and slowly boiling. So that was fun. But we're in the ground. First of all, massive shout out to the ticket price in here. Which one bought a ticket? £15. That's how it should be. Division 4. That is fantastic. Initial impressions of the ground. We were just saying, I was just having a chat to Nick John's photographer. It's quite like a few others, really. You know, particularly those who've come up, you know, through the non-leagues. It's quite similar. So you've got, fortunately, a covered terrace at each end. And then over the far side, you've got probably a temporary stand with a bit of a cover on it, which is a bit not great. But on this side where I am, there's quite a nice single-decker grandstand. You know, one of those ones that's slightly raised up. It's only one level, but the first level starts, you know, sort of five or ten seats up. So everyone, even if you're in the bottom row, you'll get a really good view. So that's really good. I've said it before, but the weather's going to play a really big part today. You know, it's either going to be a goal fest, isn't it? Because everyone's going to be too really knackered, or it's going to be a dull draw because no one can run around. I'm assuming they're going to put in water breaks because it's over 30 degrees, so they're going to need to do that. Right, teams, I think we have made a change. Bear with me. Yeah, we've made a change. Wildig's the one missing out. So we've got Townsend in goals. Then we've got Lewis, Delaney, Clark and McLaughlin as the now back four. And then we have got Morris, Bennett, Waits in for Wildig and Charlesley with Bogle and Evans up front. So, you know, are we playing a flat four? Are we playing a box? Are we playing a diamond? Or the lopsided parallelogram? Only time will tell. I think it's going to be a miss with Wildig, but I think, to be fair to James Waite, he has got a lot of energy. He doesn't carry much body weight, so he doesn't have to hoik himself about on this hot day. So we'll see how we go. I feel reasonably confident. Could just be delirium after getting out of the car, but I feel quite good about today. It'd be brilliant if we could pick something up. Right, I'm going to see if I can spot anyone in a bit, and then we'll see what the fans got to make about it. Right, so first reprobate we've bumped into is Ambrani's here. We've just been commenting, everyone's going to be commenting all day about how warm it is. We think that's going to play a part, as I've already mentioned. Arnie, what are you thinking about today?
So, properly boiling out there. It's a bit of a shame that Wildig's not playing, because you could have done with having Waite come on to bring some energy to it late on. But I'm still thinking we got enough here. We're playing well enough, so I think we're going for a 2-0 County win.
Oh, look at that, confident 2-0 win. I think that's not a bad shout, actually. I think we will get something here. They've been leaking a lot of goals, mind you, so we leaked a few, so yeah, it could be a goal fest.
Yeah, and that's if ever there was a prompt for a 0-0 draw, that's probably it.
Nice one, Arnie. We'll catch up later. Cheers, mate.
Okay.
Right, we've found some more reprobates. Ollie's trundled his way out of Newport, which is quite a rare thing for an away game, and Stu's here, slightly baffled by the fact that he can see the sun, which is, we've just been commenting where he's from, he didn't see that very often. What are we thinking today, lads? What are we thinking? It's been a long journey down. We're all a bit hot and bothered, but we're in some shade. I'm so glad I'm not playing out there today. Stu, what are we thinking?
I'm quite confident today. I think we've made a good start to the season. I think the boys have had a week off. A bit of rest anyway, at least not. They've been training hard, according to Coughlin. We've got not many injuries, so I'm confident of a win today. I'm really genuinely looking forward to it.
What have you gone for on the bus?
I went for 1-0 with Clark, because I like to be different, because you've got to win. You've got to pick something different.
Yeah. Ollie, are you going along with that, or a bit more pessimistic? Or
I'm probably the same. I feel confident. The problem is Crawley's a bit of a mixed bag, because, you know, they got Fastboys Swindon 6-0, and then next week they drew 3-3 with Stockport. So you can never really know, but with these games, you sort of got to make your own luck and make your own destiny. So yeah, I'm feeling confident as well. I've gone a bit more rogue with my prediction on the bus. I've gone 4-2 County.
Can I just say that? 4-2?
4-2 to Newport.
Goal fest.
Absolute. Turns out goals are bound to come at some point. I think I've got Bogle getting two, Will Evans getting one, and Bryn Morris picking up a unlikely fourth.
So, what are we thinking formation-wise today? We know the lineup, and we know there's a change with Wildick out and James Waite coming on, which probably brings a bit more pace. Are we going with the normal diamond? We go in the parallelogram? What are we thinking?
I think it'll be the kind of 4-1-3-2, whatever you want to call it. I think it'll be a back four again. Yeah. I think the lack of centre backs means we have to do that, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. And Evans and Bogle up front, it's an excellent partnership. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, Fraser's here. Fraser, are you feeling as confident as your dad and Ollie? Because Ollie's gone 4-2 to us today.
Well, I remember coming here last year and we didn't do so well. I think we've done better, but I'm going to go against my bus prediction. I'm going to go 0-0.
0-0. What was your bus prediction?
1-0.
Right. So I think that, so I've said earlier, I think it's either a goal fest because it's so hot that later on in the game there's going to be so many gaps. If we could, maybe our young legs coming off the bench could do something today. So it's either going to be a goal fest or it's going to be Fraser's 0-0 because everyone is so tired they can't move.
Yeah. That would make sense, yeah.
Yeah.
We play a high-energy game as well, so the players are going to tire because they tire every game.
Do you think he'll try and change that, or do you think they'll still play high press?
I think we've got one gear, to be honest.
Foot to the floor.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Right, brilliant to catch up with these guys. We'll see how we go later on in the game. Right, sweepstake today is how many balls are going to go out of the ground. We've just seen the first one go out, so I'm going to go for 5 out of the ground. So how many out of the ground, Ollie?
I'm going to go lower. I'm going to go 4.
4 out of the ground. How many out of the ground?
I think because O'Brien is retired, as much as I love him, I think it'll be 2.
2 out of the ground, right. So I'm not going to ask Ollie and Stu how they might vote and what they want to do in the thing, but we have obviously had the news break over the last couple of days where there's going to be a fairly momentous vote coming up about, are we going to give up ownership as a trust, and are we going to look at a different model, which we don't quite know what that's going to look like yet. How are you feeling about that?
I don't know. It could be an exciting time for the club, I guess. I mean, I think the trust model, I think the model's good, but it's not really... I don't know if we've got enough members to make it work at the moment, but that's not a criticism of the people who run the club because they do a fantastic job. So maybe it is a time to bring in new investment. But it all depends on who it is, obviously. That's their goal.
And what their plan is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ollie, how are you feeling about it all?
I'm quite excited about it, but it's hard to really give a kind of well-thought comment without seeing the bid. But I think what's positive is it has been said in the media by Colin Everett that both of the interested parties are credible. The board seem to be doing their due diligence and making sure that everything is up to spec and following the rules. So I think it is positive to see that there is interest in the club, and I think it's really positive, but we have to be a bit realistic and sort of think about things sensibly and not look at money and get kind of starry-eyed over it.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'm sure that I think on the pod we're going to plan to do a little bit of a few episodes over the next couple of weeks looking at the different issues, so it'll be interesting to see, you know, how people view it. So, yeah, interesting times. Teams are out. We're playing in our totally unnecessary white kits. They're playing in red. We could play in amber just like Doncaster the first game, but we're in white. Ollie's happy because he's wearing it. Good to go. Yeah, pyrotechnics in the home end. Unbelievable. Right, come on the port. One down, early doors there. From where we are, it's up the other end, but Townsend looked at fault for that goal. They moved the ball. We gave it away in midfield. They moved it quite crisply over to the left-hand side. Their guy cut in a little bit and probably from just on the edge of the box, just outside. Did a low shot, went down to Joe's Day's right. I thought he had it, but it seemed to bobble. Sorry, not Joe Day. Sorry. Old habits. To Townsend's right, and I thought he had it, but it just seemed to bobble under him, past him, over him. I'm not sure. So I think he should have had that. Right, up Ilsask. Not a day you want to be chasing a game. We're under the pump a little bit here. Slightly concerning that Crawley are keeping the ball on the deck and trying to pass it around. They are creating half openings. I'm slightly worried about that for later on with this heat, about whether we can stay with them. First chance of the port. Ball came into Bogle, who actually handballed it, but nothing was given. Only managed to wriggle free. Just inside the D, got his shot away, but not enough power behind it. Keeper made a comfortable save. What
What a goal from the Bogle! Tell you what, it was almost a little bit of a mirror of the chance a moment ago. He picked the ball up, ricocheted to him, it is back to goal. He's turned his man just on the in, just on the D. This time he did get enough behind it and he smashed it in. Absolute brilliant goal, all square.
So we've retired to the tactics truck. We say we seem to have had a little bit of a shift here since Tate getting the goal, and it almost looks like we're playing a 4-5-1 with sort of Evans out a little bit on the right, Charles Lee and Waite sort of pushing on to try and support Bogle, but Bogle's very much the spearhead. Is that how you're seeing it, Stu?
Yeah, I think so. We've got Waite on the left. Yeah, we're not really got a good angle, but it seems a bit of a, it's kind of compact setup, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So it's the first water break, not for me, but for the players, and probably, you know, honours even here. I mean, Crawley, you know, the home team, they have pushed it, but Bogle's hit a brilliant equaliser, and there have been, you know, we are growing into the game a bit more. So, yeah, good stuff so far. Enjoying it, warm, but enjoying it. Almost a second for Crawley there, carved us open. I thought the player was going to go round. Round Nick, but he, after he's maybe definitely got down and got a hand on that, didn't bring him down, created a save. So yeah, corner to Crawley, but that was a really good chance for them. Oh, I'm groaning, but there was such a chance there. The Wasp beat his skin, his man on the outside, and you think all he's got to do is just pull this back, and he's basically just chipped it into the keeper's hands. Sort of, he's a bit of an enigma, really. That sort of summed him up. Right, half time 1-1. I felt like a long half, we were just saying, but on us even. I'd say we've had a couple of chances, taken one. Crawley have had more of the chances, they've taken one. So they, you know, they're playing slightly the better, but I think we're well in this game, and you know, Ollie's 4-2 isn't out of question. Ollie, what you made of it?
I think it's been a pretty fair game. First 10-15 minutes, Crawley definitely had the better of it, and we were slow off the mark, but once we got that equaliser, I think we was back in it, we held our own and we sort of gave them a bit of a game. So if we can sort of keep the pace up for the first 10-15 minutes of the second half, I reckon we'll be in good stead and for a win.
Nice one, Stu. How have you seen? We've just been commenting on Bogle's work rate, haven't we, and Morris has been really steady in the middle. What have you made of it?
Yeah, I think it's been good. I think they've had a lot of kind of pointless possession, which I'm fine with. I think we've let them have the ball and they've not done much with it. So I think a lot of the time this season where we looked a bit ropey, Coughlin's kind of tweaked things and we've come back really strong in games and really dominated second halves or last half an hours. So I'm really comfortable at the moment. I think we've still got a good chance of a win here.
And you're most comfortable, in fact. I think only one ball went out the ground before, and so you're on for two out the ground so far. So you're looking good for that one as well. Right, 1-1. Let's go and find some water, and then we'll have a look at the second half. So Stu's just mentioned a really good point. We've been looking back at that half. We haven't been massively pressing. Now, you know, as we mentioned at the start, it's a very hot day here. So is this a bit of a Coughlin tactical masterclass where he's maybe said, look, just sit off them, don't press too much, and then later on in the game, maybe last half hour, then we go for a real press? So it'd be interesting to see how that transpires as we get through this game. You know, is this just we're sitting off just because it's hot, or actually is it, you know, Coughlin and Dunn maybe got a bit of a plan up their sleeves? 2-1 Crawley. Bit frustrating really there. About a minute or so before that happens, Crawley player just did a dive. Referee didn't give anything, he could have booked him. We had the ball, to be fair, but then we lost it in the middle of the park. They've worked another good opening. First shot was saved by Townsend, but it came back off him right into the middle of the box. And a guy got his foot over it and just smashed it in, really. So, a bit sloppy, but 2-1 now, and we've got to come back. Ollie's still looking good at 4-2. So, let's hope for that. Subs, Morris and Waite off. Bonswell and Thomas are on. So, yeah, we've got possible shift of formation here. We'll have a look in a minute, and then we'll get in the tactics truck. We'll just spend about 5 minutes discussing what formation we're playing in. We're going through every possible combination, and we think maybe it's just 4-4-2. Yeah. Old school. Yeah. Brilliant bit of skill by the new lad, Ollie Thomas there. Skinned him. You think, oh, he's through. He's going to put it in the corner. Put it straight at the keeper. That's probably game over. We're just saying to Stu, we're either going to get back into this a 2-2 because we've been going for it, or they're going to hit us on the break, and that's exactly what's happened. Backed off a bit, but we were a bit outnumbered there as they came forward. And they've just worked the ball, and their striker or a guy coming up from midfield, he's controlled it and he's just put it into the top corner. It's a lovely finish, but a bit exposed there because we've been pushing on. Should have been 3-2. Bogle's got in there. You think he's going to slot this in. Keeper makes a save with his leg standing up, but you're thinking, surely he should have got that past the keeper. It's come back to him. He's put it in, but it's been flagged offside. So I don't think any of it would have counted. But, you know, you never know if we can squeak one. Can we get back into this? So Wood and Payne have come on for McLaughlin and Charlesley? Or is it? Yeah, Charlesley, I think. Well, that's definitely over now. That's 4-1. He is playing a part here. Too much room. Guy got a ball on the edge of the box, and he's just put it in a corner, in the bottom corner, skidded in. Frustrating, really. This isn't a 4-1 game for me. You know, as Stu was just saying to me, it's a little bit like Accrington, the scoreline. You know, Crawley deserved a win, but we've had chances in this game. Could have been a bit different. Haven't quite got the firepower coming off the bench, really. Is that how you see it, Stu?
Yeah, I think in the midfield as well. I think the change we've made has left the midfield really short, and there's huge gaps in front of the defence just for them to line up for shots, and two have gone in.
Yeah, totally. So Declan's just come on for Clark. So, you know, obviously the game's over, but it's really nice to see Declan coming off the bench and making a return to game action. Probably a long time before I thought he was going to. I thought he was going to be out till November time, so it's nice to see him back. Welcome back, Dec. Great chance for us there. Beautiful cross in. We think it was Bogle or Evans just put it over the bar. Should have got down target. Declan's just made a brilliant interception, surged upfield, Maldini-esque, we're saying. You got to take your pleasure when you can find it, haven't you? So I was watching the game basically peter out in 8 minutes of injury time. I think we've just sort of, I'm not sure why we reflect on it. I mean, Crawley have deserved to win it, no doubt. We've also had chances. There was a great chance for Thomas when it could have been 2-2, and then we've pushed on in the midfield we've sacrificed midfield to try and get back into it, and they've caught us on the break, basically, and they've controlled it after that point. I think we've really missed Wilding today. On a hot day when you want someone to put their foot on the ball, we've missed him. What's your overall view, Stu?
I think similar to what you said. I think we chased the game quite rightly, and it left us wide open to counter-attacks, and we've conceded two goals at least just because of that. So I think you've got to write those two goals off, but Crawley's a better team. They've had the ball the whole game. Just disappointing. Miss Wildig hugely, like you said, somebody to put the foot in the ball. Just a bad day at the office.
Yeah, but as we were saying, we think, you know, bit of inconsistency. This is what it's often going to be a bit like this season, isn't it? We're going to win some, we're going to lose some, it's going to be goals. Ollie, you know, new to this away game, I think you were saying that you were thinking that after you went to Forest Green, 1-3-0, all away games will be like that. Here's a bit of realism for you. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I think to echo what both you and Stuart have said, it's been a bit of a bad day at the office. I don't think you can really put it down to any one thing. You know, the heat has been blaring hot. Wildig not being here has definitely affected the midfield. The pressing just hasn't been there. I think we've not really done much right, but the one positive you can take is this is a bit of a freak performance for us this season. So you would hope by the time next Saturday comes round, Cotland will have plugged all the leaks, and hopefully we see a better County next week.
Our player of the game?
Oh, I think it's hard to choose one. I'd go Omar Bogle.
Bogle for Ollie, Bogle for me. Stu?
Yeah, that's a good one, actually. I don't know. Probably Boko, yeah. I don't think the defence has covered themselves in glory, so yeah, I wouldn't pick them.
Right. So onwards and upwards, or sideways and backwards, as we always say. There'll be some more pods coming up as over the weeks as we look forward to the crucial vote that's going to come up. And, of course, we've got home games next to, I think, Bradford and Barrow. And so hopefully we'll pick some out if we can in one of those. And then I'll probably be seeing you in another northern town rather than this southern rubber down here, so catch you up on the road somewhere. Stay safe, everyone, and keep it county.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.